Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Lisnak is WGN's political reporter and analyst. Good morning, Paul. Let's talk a little bit about the State of the Union. Was job one for Joe Biden to show he's not too old to run again? Was that the main objective, do you think?
Hey, good morning, Robert. It was one of the objectives. And I think certainly for the good portion of the address, he came across as high energy, very upbeat. That was one of the promises from his team, was that he was not going to come in and go on the attack. He was going to tout his accomplishments. And of course, if you're looking for a second term, that's probably something you need to do. And basically, his, you know, the theme we kept hearing was along the lines of a let's get this finished. And you could either hear that as a goal for the next 2 years, or you could hear that as a goal for a second term as well. So he's certainly paving the way for a second term announcement.
Many Democrats are still lukewarm about him running again. I wonder if they still are after last night.
So, yeah, over two-thirds of Democrats do not want him to run again, although in a post-State of the Union poll conducted by CNN, for what it's worth, and more Democrats than Republicans responded to it, he was given a favorable rating of over 70% for the address. I think the bottom line is that Democrats still would prefer somebody else run. He'd be 86 by the time he was done.
Hold on a second, Paul. We're going to see if we can get a better phone line here. You're kind of doing a little clicking on us there. So let's reconnect and then talk more about it. I know that there's a lot of social media feedback about the president's speech. And Steve, Paul mentioned one post-speech poll. Have you seen much more about reaction from politicians, from the general public to the speech?
That was the only poll I saw that was immediate snapshot of what the favorability rating was on it. You know, everybody is responding to this morning. The former House Speaker, the current House Speaker, everybody's on all of the cable stations, including News Nation, reacting. Some have positive, some have negative views to it. Just depends on who you ask.
And as we mentioned earlier, the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, did earlier in the day warn Republicans about heckling. He didn't want that to happen. And then you saw him shushing his fellow Republicans several times during the speech. We have Paul Lisnak back with us. Paul, I thought that McCarthy came off well last night, but he really couldn't control the troops, could he?
He couldn't. And a couple of things. Number one, McCarthy, it is reported, had asked Biden, President Biden, not to use the term MAGA or talk about, you know, the MAGA concept, and Biden did not do that. But secondly, yes, McCarthy had also told his caucus to basically be well-behaved, and we saw him doing a lot of, you know, move with his face to kind of get them to calm down. Well, what I was saying before the interruption was that when it came time to Social Security and Medicare, where I think it was really clever, Biden talked about the fact that Republicans, not a majority, but some wanted to get rid of it, and they booed him and they jeered him. And then essentially he said, look, I can show you the numbers. There is background to that. Senator Rick Scott talked about having all those programs sunset every 5 years. Even Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who sort of said Biden is lying, actually he in 2009 said Social Security and Medicare need to be uprooted and gotten rid of. So it's been said. But in fairness then to Republicans, both McCarthy and Mitch McConnell have said, we're not touching those. So that was that part got off script when Biden sort of looked and said, so we all agree we're not going to touch Medicare and Social Security? Great. We're all in agreement. He did that off script, and I thought that was a slick move.
And now the president starts the barnstorming that all presidents do after the State of the Union. And although it's not official, this man is campaigning. He's going to run again. Is there any doubt?
Not at this point. There's not a lot of doubt. I don't think he's paying too much attention to the polls, which suggests that maybe people would prefer he didn't. But, you know, look, when you're president, some of that stuff might go to your head. The other thing I think we'll see Biden do when he takes the road, and this was interesting, we talked about this on the morning show on TV, which was, you know, ordinarily the president talks about these massive tax cuts and these massive kinds of programs. And it was interesting that Biden spent a lot of time talking about the $200 that the cable company charges you for changing companies, or the $12 fee that a hotel hotel charges you, and they're not even a resort. I think a lot of people were kind of surprised that he went for these $8, $12, $50 kinds of concepts. But I think what that was about was the president who sort of lost the working class to Trump, certainly in the last period of years. I think that's his attempt to try and bring them back, not talk about, you know, getting these big, huge programs so much, but just letting life be a little easier for the average working person.
I mentioned earlier I'd like to be a fly on the wall the next time Speaker McCarthy runs into Marjorie Taylor Greene. Do you think he will say anything to her about yelling liar? And she was on camera when that happened last night on most networks. Do you think that will be brought up by McCarthy or not?
While he might, I don't think, number one, that she'll care much. She does what she's going to do. And number two, McCarthy has publicly said, I will do everything I can to stand by that woman, essentially. So he understands that Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went from being a pariah in her first term, now is wielding a fair amount of power. And McCarthy, in many ways, has negotiated away a lot of influence and power to those MAGA conservative members of Congress. So I'm not sure there's much McCarthy's going to do. But as I said, at least Biden seemed to know it was coming and seemed to play off of it well, and it certainly didn't seem to throw him off his momentum.
At least at the end of the speech, McCarthy didn't rip it up. Remember that?
Yeah, well, that's right. And he actually commented about that earlier today. He says, you're not going to see any speech ripping up. As I said, McCarthy had asked his caucus to be well-behaved. Just several members didn't participate in that, but so be it. And by the way, I don't know if we, just a quick comment on Sarah Huckabee Sanders' response afterwards. Pretty much her speech, which was written before, she would not have seen Biden's text, but it was very conservative, very MAGA. She apparently is on the list for a vice presidential pick for him, and truly drew a line, whereas Biden talked probably 80% economy, she talked about 80% social issues. And the trouble for Republicans are they need to get independents on their side in 2024. Her appeal was more to MAGA and Trump conservatives. That may have been a miscalculation, because they've got to get independents if they want to take back the White House.
Great perspective, as always, from WGN political analyst Paul Liznek. Appreciate the time this morning, Paul. Thank you.
Always, Bob. Thank you.